Cotton.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231, and if we can help you, you give Jared a call right now. We'll work together and we'll help you to have a great end of the gardening season. Boy, it's been really extended. The weather's been so warm. I mean, all the way to the Canadian border, and even in Canada, it's been warmer than it should be. We're not going to complain, because every day that the furnace doesn't run is another couple of dollars in our pocket. So that's a good thing. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Debbie on the line, who's got a question about a perennial that I can't pronounce.
Okay, Debbie, tell me about this perennial and we'll figure out the right name for you.
Hi, Paul. Virginia cordiflora. It's a short one. It's a perennial with the very glossy leaves, white glossy leaves. And I bought some about not this past summer, the spring before. I mean, like two springs ago, and planted it, and it's been doing really well and stuff. And it says it's deer resistant in the catalog, but last winter there had been some chewing on it. So what I was wondering, would it hurt it at all to give it a little squirt of a deer spray?
Oh no, it wouldn't hurt it at all.
All right.
It would not hurt it at all.
It's a perennial, you know. I didn't know if it was okay to do perennial things.
Yeah, no, any of the animal repellents are something that will change the taste of that particular plant, and or it creates a scent on the foliage that the animals do not like. And some of the animal repellents, especially the liquids, you can use it on, like, tomato plants, but you can't get it on the tomato because the product would be absorbed into the foliage, protecting it from the animal. But if you were to put it on, let's say, lettuce or spinach, the animal isn't going to eat it. But when you cut the lettuce or the spinach and you bring it in the house and you cook it, then the taste is altered by the animal repellent. So if they were eating cucumbers, for example, you could spray the foliage of the cucumbers, and as long as you don't get it on the cucumber itself, it's fine. And to be practical, the animals are going to eat the foliage before they eat the actual fruit. You could spray it on the foliage of beets or carrots, and it won't go into the root, because the shelf life of the product is about 4 to 6 weeks, and carrots and beets takes the whole season to grow, and by the time you apply it, the product will have broken down. But you can use it on shrubbery, and it's not going to hurt the blooming or the budding or the foliage change, and on perennials, there's no problem at all. Debbie, we thank you for the phone call. a phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Janice on the line, who's got a question about propagating a fire thorn.
Janice, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you, Janice?
Good. I have two beautiful fire thorn shrubs at the end of my driveway, and I'd like to propagate them. I have I put a few in. I took some berries and extracted the seeds, and I've got those germinating. I don't know if they'll work that way, but is there another way to propagate them that would be?
Yeah. Do you have branches on your the fire thorn is also called pyracantha.
Right.
And beautiful white clusters of flowers in the spring, and then orange berries in the fall. Now, do you have some branches, maybe in the neighborhood of a couple of feet, maybe 3 feet, coming out of the ground that are flexible that you can bend down?
Yeah, I have one that I managed to, but it's quite short. I don't know if that's going to, but I can do it if I can get a low one like that, scrape it up and...
What you the best thing for you to do, and that way you don't need any rooting powders or all kinds of different work, is about, let's say, 6 inches or a foot away from the main plant, you would take that flexible branch, bend it down into a hole that you make, and then bend it up again.
Yeah.
When you look at the plant, it's going to be in the shape of a U. And I've done this with rhododendrons. I've done it with azaleas, holly, and you bend the branch into the hole, and you take a knife, and you scrape the back where the branch is in contact with the soil at the bottom of the hole. You scrape the back all the way around the branch, about an inch, like creating like a, almost like a girdle appearance. But you just scrape the back right off, and what I've used is taken a wire coat hanger and cut it with some metal cutters and create like a big bobby pin. And you push the bobby pin into the ground, holding the branch there. Then you cover it with soil and you leave it there. And the tip of the branch comes out of the ground, and it takes about 6 months. So if you do it in the spring, let's say in April, by the time you get into like August, because it's the growing season, it's going to work even faster. What you would do is you would just dig where the plant is coming out of the ground, and you'll feel the roots. And then you just break, you'd cut the umbilical cord from the mother to the ground, dig it up, and you get a brand new plant. Now, the other thing that you can do is you can buy a rooting hormone, and what you need to ask for is for hard wood cuttings. And the normal rooting powder that the garden centers and nursery carry are designed to root like impatiens or geraniums, coleus, and things like that. But when you're trying to root a hard wood cutting, like a maple or a rhododendron, you need the hormone to be much stronger.
Oh, okay.
And then you could take pieces from the tip of the plant, about 4 to 6 inches long. You put a fresh cut, dip it in the rooting powder, and then push it in some artificial soil. Rather than regular dirt that you would have in your garden, you buy a soil that's made of like compost and peat moss and all types of different organic matter. When you pick up the bag, it's really light, and that's sterile.
Okay.
And what I found that works really well, Janice, when you're trying to root like this, is if you can give it bottom heat, the roots are gonna form faster. So you get a plastic container that won't leak, fill it with soil, take a whole bunch of cuttings, dip them in rooting powder, and put them, you know, like an inch or so apart in rows in your container. I mean, while you're doing it, you might as well do a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
And then take your heating pad. Put the heating pad on the lowest number. And what I've done is put like a trash bag over it just so that if it does leak, it won't stain the heating pad. And set your tray right on top of the heating pad. And it's going to take about maybe like 2 weeks. And
okay.
you need to mist it a couple times a day. And in you're going to see that in the spring, the garden centers will sell, it looks like a miniature greenhouse. And it's a plastic tray that's 10 inches wide by 20 inches long. And it has a clear plastic dome that fits right on top of it. If you can get one of those, the clear plastic dome is going to hold the moisture, create humidity, and that will help to speed up the rooting process.
Okay.
Okay?
Great. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Janice. You have a great holiday.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number is toll-free. It's 800-259-9231. And if we can help you with your garden or to prepare for the holidays, you give us a call. And if any of you, by chance, receive a potted holly plant for Christmas, somebody brings it in and you bring it in the house, you cannot put it outside. If you keep that tree in the house or that little miniature holly bush for longer than a week or two, it's going to start to break dormancy, and you're going to need to keep that potted holly in like a north-facing window where it's going to stay cool and plant it outside in the spring. If it starts to make new growth and you put it outside, the cold weather is going to kill it. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. With winter approaching, let's prepare the grass on the side of the road from salt damage left by the snowplow. Apply liquid gypsum from SoilLogic this fall. Visit your local garden center or go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, and then on SoilLogic, and they'll ship it to you. One quart will treat 1,000 square feet and is equivalent to 200 pounds of dry gypsum. Better drainage, no wet spots, and no dead grass. Liquid gypsum by SoilLogic. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Number is toll free 800-259-9231. If we can help you with your garden, give us a call. I was talking with the travel agency that's taking care of our trip to Croatia, Thalita Travel, and they were telling me that there are two double rooms left on our trip to Croatia in April, and they are looking for a single woman to share a room on the trip also. So there's room for like five people. So if you'd like to join us, it would make a great holiday gift. You know, if your parents have helped you to get through college and helped you pay for all that, this may be time to pay back and for mom and dad to let them know that you appreciate all the money and time that they spent to put you where you are today. Jared, let's go to the phone lines. Who is up next?
Okay, next up we have Walter on the line who's got a question about planting on a steep bank.
Okay, Walter, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Hi.
I'm going to be moving down to Portland in April. And
okay.
The place we're moving into has backyard, but it's sort of waste area because there's nothing planted there. It's on a steep hill going up to a parking lot at the top of the hill. And I just wonder, is there anything I can do quickly to get some kind of cover plants or something like that? We could do ground cover is what we're interested in. We think eventually we might do a retaining wall and terrace, you know, or something like that. But right now the backyard is nothing there.
Okay. What kind of exposure do you have there, Walter? Is it sunny or shady? Or
it's not too sunny because we're in the middle of a bunch of three-deckers and, as I say, the hill. Cuts out a lot of the sun, too. So it's
okay.
not a very sunny area.
Okay. And it's not something that you want to mow. You just want to plant it for green.
It's too steep to mow, I think.
It's too steep to mow. Okay.
Yeah.
We had a woman who We had a woman who called in earlier with a very, very similar situation. And one of my favorite ground covers is called Euonymus, and it's spelled Euonymus. Euonymus coloratus. And yep. That is spelled C-O-L-O-R-A-T-U-S.
T-U-S, okay.
And that's Euonymus coloratus is a vine that grows about maybe 18 to 24 inches tall. Mm-hmm. But it's in the same family as burning bush. And why I love it so much is when you get to early October and the burning bush changes from green to red, this Euonymus coloratus will change from green to red, and it stays red all winter long.
Okay. And is there any book that you can recommend about gardening on a steep bank?
I don't know if there's anything that would be specific to that.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, if you picked up a book on, there's some great books on ground covers and vines.
Ground cover and vines, okay.
Ground covers and vines, I think, would be the book for you. The other reason that I like this Euonymus coloratus over other plants, if you were planting, let's say, Pachysandra,
mm-hmm.
or you were planting ivy or myrtle, you need to put the plants 6 inches apart
okay.
in staggered rows. Euonymus coloratus is 12 inches apart in staggered rows,
mm-hmm.
and what you would be buying would be cuttings, and they would come in a tray containing 50 cuttings for around $25.
Okay.
And it's a lot less expensive than buying individual shrubs, you know, for $5, $6 a plant.
Right.
And it's green all year, beautiful, it retains its foliage, but during the winter, it's red. So you get a little bit of snow on the ground with the red foliage poking through it, it is absolutely gorgeous. And it will grow in full sun, the shade all day, and it will retain a wall that has a massive root system. Walter, thank you for the phone call, but pick up a book on ground covers and vines.
Of watering your Christmas tree every day? Try Vacation this year. Vacation is a new anti-drought product that will keep your Christmas tree green and happy without the need to water it daily. Simply mix a bottle of Vacation with a gallon of water, add it to the tree stand, and your Christmas tree will stay happy and green for the holiday season. No chemicals and safe for children and pets. Go to your local garden center and ask for Vacation.
Have you ever traveled with the Paul Pear Gun Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored calves come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, It was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The Packlight has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a Packlight. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Christmas season is just around the corner, and that means it's time for a Christmas tree. Order your tree from FreshChristmasTree.com, and it will be delivered directly to your doorstep. Unlike other Christmas tree stores, these trees are raised on a family farm and fresh cut prior to shipping. From fragrant firs to hardy spruce, you can find the perfect Christmas tree at FreshChristmasTree.com. It will deliver anywhere. Make sure you check out their other Christmas products, including Adopt a Tree program. You can watch your own Christmas tree grow for only $25 per year. Order your Christmas tree online at FreshChristmasTree.com or call 304-895-3001. Place your order soon because they sold out last 3 years. Mention you heard this on the radio, and it will throw in a free Christmas tree ornament with every Christmas tree order. Visit FreshChristmasTree.com or call 304-895-3001 today.
The Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, toll-free, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Cole on the line, who's calling about Amanda Villa.
Okay, Cole, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi, Cole.
Hampton looking out
at the ocean. Hey, Cole, you there? Sounds like Cole stepped away from his phone for a second, so we'll jump real quick to Sue, who's calling about a Montauk daisy.
Okay, Sue, good morning. How can we help you with your garden today?
Hi, Paul. I live on the south coast of Buzzards Bay, and I planted, I have actually two questions for you. I planted a Montauk daisy this September, I guess, and I had, you had talked about it a while ago of what to do with it, but you just said in November to cut it back to 18 inches. Well, it started out being 18 inches, so I wanted to know whether I needed to cut that back any further. And then the other thing, I have a diplodenia that some friends gave me, and it's in a pot, and I want to keep it in a pot and put it on my deck in the summertime. Right now it's down in the basement by a southwest slider, and I wanted to know, what do I do with that? I was told I was supposed to repot it, cut it back, and so I wanted to get a little bit more information. I haven't been able to find out what to do with it exactly.
Okay. Diplodemia is a wonderful plant. Is it one of the new red varieties?
Yes, it's the Red Riding Hood.
Yeah,
and
that one is gorgeous.
It's been dropping some leaves, but it has a ton of leaves on it. It's been growing some tendrils off of some of the stems. It's still got some flower buds on it and some flowers, and it looks very healthy. Well, I had it outside when I first got it, and I put some systemic in it before I brought it in the house to kill any bugs that were on it, and I don't see any aphids or any white flies or anything on it, so it's very
wonderful.
Healthy. I just wanted to know, do I repot it into a bigger pot? Do I have to do that every year? What do I do with it?
Okay. As far as repotting, you would not do that until spring.
Okay.
The reason is, right now, your days are shorter, the intensity of the sunlight is a lot less, and if you repot it, it's going to have trouble moving roots into the new soil.
Okay.
So what you want to do is wait until, let's say, April.
Okay.
In April, turn the plant upside down, remove the plastic pot, and look at the root ball itself. And if the root ball is just a solid mass of roots, it looks like a big spider web, then move it into a container a couple of inches larger in size. But don't do it until the spring.
Okay.
Once you've repotted it, then I would cut it back by one third. And what that will do is it will remove the terminal buds of each of those branches, and it will encourage all of the side lateral buds to compete to become the new leader. And in the long run, what's going to happen is, instead of having, let's say, 10 branches on that plant, you're going to end up with 25 or 30 new branches, giving you a much thicker, a much fuller, and many, many more branches, and that will double and triple the amount of flowers for you during June, July, and August next year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, during the winter, if you could give it a little bit of fertilizer about half strength on a monthly basis, and because it's not growing as fast, cut back on the amount of water. You don't want it wet. And you said it was in your basement near a slider.
Yeah, it's a finished room, and the slider faces southwest, and it's right by the slider.
Okay, just check it weekly. Take your finger, push it into the pot, you know, 2 or 3 inches, as deep as you can get it. And if it feels moist, leave it alone. You're a lot better off on the dry side than you need to be on the wet side.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, as we get into March, You can repot it if need be. You can increase the fertilizer to full strength, doing it monthly. And then when you put it outside in May, when the threat of frost is over, then you could feed it every 2 weeks, May, June, July, August, September, and those flowers will grow like crazy. Now, on your Montauk daisy, I cut mine down to about 15 to 18 inches during, October, November, in that time span when I clean the perennial bed. And you're going to notice that those branches are covered with little buds all up and down the stems. Now, in April, when I'm cleaning out the perennial beds and putting down some fresh bark mulch and, you know, putting a nice sharp edge on the bed and getting it ready for the year, I will cut that Montauk daisy to probably 6 inches. I don't, and the reason I don't cut it to 6 inches now is, if we have a rough winter, and a rough winter is not a winter with a lot of snow. A winter with a lot of snow is good because it creates a blanket over the perennial bed, protecting it from the harsh weather. So if you have a winter that's open, with snow here and there, a lot of wind, a lot of sun, that Montauk daisy that's 15 to 18 inches tall may die back 5 or 6 inches, and you lose all of those buds. So I wait, and in the spring in April, I cut it down to about 6 inches, and you're probably going to have 40 or 50 branches that will develop from that 6-inch plant. And then the 4th of July, take that Montauk daisy and cut it in half, and it will control the size, because if you don't prune it back in July, that Montauk daisy could get to be as tall as 4 feet in your garden, and it kind of opens up the weight of the foliage, and it will bend. So instead of having a nice tight mound, you have a plant that's all opened up, and it doesn't look as pretty. So if you do follow those steps, you'll be in great shape. Thank you, Sue. You have a great Christmas holiday season. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Ed on the line. Oh, I'm sorry. We have Frank, who is calling about the Mandevilla.
Frank, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Morning.
Hi, Frank.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I'm in Northampton, sitting on the ocean, and I saw the sun come up out of the ocean this morning, and it's a clear, beautiful day.
It is.
I have a Mandevilla that the leaves are mottling yellow and green. The lower leaves are mottling yellow and green, and they fall off. Is this something like a black spot on the roses?
Well, what I'd like you to do, Frank, is take a look on the underside of the leaf to see if there's any very fine webbing. Because one of the insects that will get on the Mandevilla is called a red spider or a spider mite. But you would definitely see a little bit of a webbing underneath the leaves. And if that's the case, then you can use an indoor plant spray on it. Or if you have a rose and flower spray, a day like today, take the Mandevilla outdoors. Put it on your porch. Give it a good spray. Let it air dry. And then bring it back inside the house. I mean, it's going to be a nice day. I think they're talking like 52 to 55 degrees today. And if you could spray it outside, you'd be in good shape, and that way you wouldn't have a house full of fumes from your spray. And you can also use systemic granules. And your local garden center or feed and grain store would have, they call it systemic granules. And it is a product that you would apply to the soil and water. And it will go into the bloodstream of the plant. And when the insects start sucking on the plant, they'll get a mouthful of it and it will kill them. And I do that to all of the house plants. I try and put all my plants outside for the summer in a shaded area. And then before I bring them in, you could use if you have any Bayer or Boni tree and shrub, follow the recommendations. You would mix it with water in a watering can, and you water the soil of your plant, and the roots will pull it up and take it internally, and it will take care of all of the sucking insects. And that's the main problem with plants indoors during the winter. There's no real chewing insects. They're mostly sucking. And that will take care of all the insects in the plants all winter long. Also fertilizer. You need to feed that plant on a monthly basis. Now, the other thing, because the leaves are falling, is you've taken a plant that was outside, you've brought it inside. So when it was outdoors, it got plenty of light and plenty of sun. When you bring it in the house, the light comes in through the window. You've got a ceiling in the house, and you got walls, and that blocks a lot of the light. Your days are getting shorter. You've got probably storm windows on, and that blocks off some of the light also. And if you have screens, if you can take the screens off the window, that will let in a lot more light also. So put it in a sunny window, remove the screens, and anything like that that you can do to help it and feed it on a regular basis, it will come back. Now, the mandevilla will not flower very much during the winter because the days are too short. But it will grow. It will stay healthy. But feed it and go easy on the water. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And remember, if you would like to get a free email newsletter, we have a newsletter that will come to you every single Thursday. Go to my front page of my website, and the website is easy, paulparent.com. And at the bottom of the front page, you may have to scroll down a little bit. It says email newsletter. You just fill in your email address, press on submit, and next Thursday you will get a newsletter with four different articles about plants and what's happening at this time of the year. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, now we go to Ed, who is calling about taking care of some geraniums over the winter.
Okay, Ed, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have a mum that in bloom, it's about 3 feet in diameter.
Yep.
It faces south, and it's about it's next to the house within a foot. And it gives cover for two geraniums that are now poking through the mum plant that is now going to sleep. So it's kind of a challenge I'm taking, but I know the geraniums are still hardy. So basically, I know you talked about this before, but how do I winterize a geranium, number one? And number two, should I divide that mum? But it's doing so well, it just comes back year after year after year.
Yeah, and if you want to divide the mum, wait until the spring, because eventually the mum will die back. It will rest. And in the spring, you can just take a shovel or a garden trowel, put it right down the middle, divide it into two plants or three plants or four plants, and they will double their size every year. Your geranium, put it in a nice sunny window, and it will continue to flower off and on all winter long. It's as easy as that. I have geraniums that are 6-7 years old.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine. With fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips, this wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides. Unlike other companies, a handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. With the holidays coming, you may be looking for the perfect gift for your favorite gardener. Look no further than Radius Garden Tools. Go to radiusgarden.com. Click on Where to Buy, the online store, and specials. Several sets of tools are on special, and when you add code PARENT, you will get an additional 10% off. Friends with arthritis and carpal tunnel will love them, and they're guaranteed for life. That's RadiusGarden.com, code PARENT.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's go right to the phone lines. Jared, who's up next?
Excuse me. Okay, next up we have Carolyn on the line who is calling about your wreaths.
Carolyn, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I'm just calling to thank you for the most beautiful wreath that I received this week that I had ordered. It is absolutely gorgeous. It was the original one that you started with, and it's so no one on my street has one like this, and no one, I've never seen one like this. It's absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. We work really hard. I mean, we've gone through a lot of different makers, and we found this husband and wife team in, they're 10 miles from the Canadian border. It's 278 miles from my house. But they make them fresh every week, and that's what we look for. They're extra thick, extra full, and we just want to make sure that you get something that you will really, really enjoy, and I'm glad that you're pleased with it.
Oh, yeah. I order it every week, every year, and I'll never fail to stop ordering it. And it lasts for a long time. I get rid of it at the end of January, but I'm sure I could keep it another month.
I have a son that lives in Florida, Carolyn, and where he lives, it gets pretty hot. So he hangs it up in his house, and he calls me every year and he says, Dad, I miss Maine. And he says, when your wreath comes, I hang it up in my living room. I take down a picture. I put it in the place of the picture. And after working all day, I walk in the house, and it smells just like Maine. And it's absolutely wonderful. And he keeps his up until almost March. He
wow.
says, my wife wants to kill me. But he said, I don't touch it, and it just smells so good. But I'm glad that you're pleased. And, you know, again, we try very, very hard to give you a quality plant. And, you know, if anybody has a problem, you call us, and we'll take care of it. But thank you. I appreciate the phone call, Carolyn. Did you have a question on some flowers or plants in your home?
No, not really. I was just so pleased with the wreath that I had to let you know about it.
Thank you. And you have a wonderful Christmas season.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Now, speaking of the holiday season, if you have friends or family and that are running their home on the cool side, and I'm sure we all know somebody that's like that, if you're looking for a flowering plant for them, there's two that are really, really good. One of them is called the cyclamen. Some people call it the sickleman. But it's a plant that grows in a mound. The leaves are in the shape of a heart. But it grows just like a mushroom cap, really, really mounded and beautiful. And the leaves could be straight green. They could be green with some silver. They could be more silver than green. The flower stem will poke through the foliage, comes about 3 to 4, maybe even 5 inches above the foliage. And when the flower opens, it looks like a butterfly. And the individual flowers will last a week or more on that plant. And it's actually a bulb that grows right on the top of the soil. And it's a plant that loves a cool exposure. If you were to take that cyclamen and put it in a sunny window, within a matter of a week or 10 days, there would probably be 50 flowers on it. And it would bloom like crazy for 2 or 3 weeks, and that would be the end of it. But if you can keep it in a cool room where it's going to get good light but no really hot sun on it, not only will it bloom nonstop, but it starts to bloom in September and will finish blooming in March all winter long. The other plant that grows and the flowers similar to it is called a calanchoe. And calanchoe grows in the small flowers in clusters. And it's kind of a flat head. And the calanchoe, some people call it calancho, is in the same family as sedum. And if you have a perennial bed and you have hens and chickens, or you have sedums, it's in that same family as that, but this is more tropical. It will not survive our winters outside, but it produces clusters of orange, yellow, white, or pink flowers. The cyclamen is all kinds of colors, white and red and pink and purple and lavender and marbled. They're gorgeous. So think about this for a present for a friend that has a cool home. Jared, thank you for all your help today. We'll talk to you next Sunday, everybody. Bye-bye.